Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. My name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host here every Thursday morning. Hopefully, you are doing well out there. Crazy times that we are living in. I am also sharing this show live on Facebook on both my page, and it also goes on to the Lilydale Assembly page. So hopefully you get a chance to check it out one way or another. Of course, I am on the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio Show. And for those of you who don't know, what Lilydale Assembly is. It is a spiritualist community. It's located in Western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo. Of course, we have a nice big online presence for our classes and services now as well. And I hope that someday you get an opportunity to check us out either in person or on the web, because we're very friendly. So, anyway, good times. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here messing with the tech because I am my own tech person, which is sometimes difficult. So anyway, we'll do our best. To call in today if you have questions about our topic, which is going to be your word is your wand. And that, of course, is based on the book, Your Word is Your Wand, by Florence Scovel Shinn. And Florence, she is basically the grandmother of the law of attraction. So for those of you who are not familiar with her work, I've talked about her before, but I have this fun book. I upgraded myself because I had three of her books, and now I have the whole McGillip. yes. Basically, doing these shows has given me an opportunity to buy yet more books, because I need that in my life. Well, I think I do, always, but, you know, that's me. So if you are a book lover like me, you know, please, you know, write in and tell me what are your favorite spiritual books, because I would like to talk about that with you and I'd like to share in that experience. I will be here every Thursday, so there's lots that I can do with that. I have lots of really cool guests coming up here as well. So I hope that you will check those out at some point. And let's see, who do I have coming up? I have Stacy Kupchinski, who is out of Wisconsin. She's out of the First Alice Church of First Spiritualist Church of West Alice, sorry, in Wisconsin. I've got Jen Shepherd, who is the head of the Bolts of Love group and the pastor at the Unity Church in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. I've got Joanne Sanandacito, who is on the board for the NSAC, National Spiritualist Assembly of Churches, or Association of Churches, my apologies. Somebody will tell me about that later, but anyway. So, you know, we've got some cool guests and different topics. So do check those out in advance. Oh my goodness, I have so much that I want to talk about today with this. I'm going to try to leave a few minutes at the end also to do callers. So you are more than welcome to ask me questions. Okay. So let's talk about Florence, and the game of, your word is your wand. So before I get into that, especially because we're in November, this is the season of gratitude, but it is also a time when people start kind of comparing things a little bit. And, you know, so let's talk about abundance, because abundance is not just about financial prosperity. And I think that's a very important thing to acknowledge. When I was getting ready for the show today, I put up this fancy little gold piece behind me, for those of you who are watching visually, because I thought it would be kind of fun. And also, that's a little present I got myself for Christmas. So, yay. That's allowed, right? but I thought it would be kind of a fun backdrop for this show in particular. And I wore my green, right? So if you can tell, this is green. I don't know. Anyway, so gold and green, because we think of those psychologically regarding abundance. But that's just the financial prosperity end of it. Real abundance is everything to do with, A, acknowledging all of the blessings that you have in your life. If you are lucky enough to have, you know, shoes on your feet, for those of us who don't live in warm climates, which is, you know, I'm at a point of putting on snow boots at this point. So, for those people who are typing in, that they can't, I can't answer you directly while I'm on air, but not, you know, if you private message me, that's very difficult, but I promise my live feed is on here. So abundance in giving gratitude for what you have in your life is a very, very, very important thing, because it resonates in your vibration. Psychologically, there have been all sorts of studies about how that can help you to be in and stay in a very good mood. So, you know, I hope this is something that you'll be able to pay attention to, connect with, and it's something that will help you, particularly as we go through the winter season. You know, something, like I said, as simple as having shoes on your feet, the fact that you have woken up again, and you are still on this plane. For some people, I'm aware, especially this time of year, that does not always feel like a blessing. People are having a very, very hard time as we're going through COVID. But I promise you that the world is a little better place because you're in it. And so, you know, count yourself as one of those blessings. Count the people that you love. That is another kind of abundance, having those people in your life. And, you know, it's something that we take for granted from time to time. You know, we start to think about all the things we feel that we don't have, that is lack, and we forget to focus on the blessings that we do have. Why I like the work of Florence Shin, she wrote her work back in the 1920s, and primarily for women, which is, you know, it's not that it's not accessible for men or that it doesn't make sense for men, but she, it is based on spiritual principle that that connects with the spiritualist philosophy, that connects with the unity philosophy. And those were two very, very, very big movements while she was living and doing her work. So Florence was an author, but she was also an artist. And she would hold these discussion groups, or almost like a salon, you know, for exchange of ideas. And she would teach people about putting yourself in the the frame of mind, that they could connect with spirit, and meaning higher power. I know that that gets confused sometimes for people, but I mean spirit with the big S, or Holy Spirit, and hopefully that makes better sense to you. And it really was about conscious co-creation and what are sort of putting ourselves in the frame of mind that everything that is meant to be will come to us, and that we can help to kind of facilitate that as well. And I think that's a very, very, very important important thing that she did for everybody. So I'm just noticing that I do have some callers, so I'm very excited about it. I will be getting to you, I promise. And for those of you who are listening, if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. So very exciting stuff. And I'm very much attempting to share this program with the Lilydale page, and for some reason, it is not going to allow me to share the video. So I give up on that one. Maybe I can. Okay, so back to Florence. She is probably best known for one of her books called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I have referenced her before with this, but she talks about the law of prosperity, which I thought was kind of a good thing to, and she's very, Florence's background was Christian, so she talks about things with kind of that kind of reference point. But, you know, we talked about a few weeks ago when I had Emmy Chetkins on this concept of the impersonal nature of God. And what that comes back to is that is the concept that God is within, not external, that we have to go within to reach that, to connect with that spark of divinity, to connect with our souls. And so that's very much kind of the perspective that this is coming from. And let's see here, law of prosperity. And one of the things she writes about this is, through his spoken word, all that belongs to him by divine right. He must, however, have a perfect faith in his spoken word. So Florence was not like a super technical person. And it had, you know, when she did things, she was not into sort of the science of vibration. Although in spiritualism, we talk about the law of vibration and the energy that you are putting out is sort of the energy that you are, that is seeking you then. Okay. So that's kind of what this is based on. And it gives an opportunity I'm watching as people are writing in, and I promise I will get to you. It allows for an opportunity for you to be in tune with what you want. Because it's all energy, right? And like attracts like. So that's sort of the thing that she talks about. And she goes through different types of material things that one can work on attracting to oneself. But it's not all about that. It often has to do with the concepts of acting in faith. It often has to do with the concepts of being in an energy where you are projecting confidence, where you are projecting that energy that you know that Creator is taking care of you. And that's what you're receiving in return. So part of this, you know, she would talk about, for instance, there was a lady who she wanted to move. She wasn't sure that she really had the funds in order to do that. She needed to get out of the neighborhood that she was in. And, you know, she was thinking and speaking in terms of lack. I don't have, or you know, being in fear of that sort of thing. And so this lady came to Florence and she was saying, you know, I need a prosperity treatment. And so those are the terms that would be used in her writing. And she taught, and so she has a quote here. We know now that words and thoughts are tremendous vibratory force, ever molding man's body and affairs. And so anytime there was a situation where somebody would come to Florence and they would say, you know, I need, you know, this tremendous amount of money because there's this situation. And she would kind of teach and coach these affirmations. And because Florence was an artist, because she was very right-brained, it was easy for her to sort of come up with these ideas, and then she would just build on it. So it wasn't always a completely personalized one. And some of them her clients would come up with. So there's some that I used where I know I have to go into kind of a social situation or a business situation, and I'm a little bit nervous about something. And we all get that. That's very, very, very human, right? Where it's the idea of, you know, am I good enough? Are they going to like me? I get extremely nervous before I have to do any shows every week. don't love the idea of being on camera all the time. But I enjoy it at the same time, but it's just not the easiest thing that I do. But I love talking to people, and I love being present for them. So I do it. I make myself do it. And it's great because I get to meet all kinds of cool people that call in and write in, and it's a great thing. So Florence would let these people come to her, and she would, and if they gave her a donation, great. And, you know, because she had this idea of prosperity and how she was always taken care of regardless. And it worked. It, you know, she had more than she needed. And she was very, you know, it's not like she was the wealthiest person in the world, but she did for herself. It was okay. But she talks about being in the kind of proper mindset for things. One, that you only want what is right for you, that is going to be for your highest and best. You don't want to attract and manifest something that would ever do harm for someone else. You know, so you're setting the intention for blessings for everyone and everything as you move forward, which in general is just a good idea, right? that which is mine by divine right. Under grace, meaning that, you know, it is within the God mind that this is appropriate and what we are supposed to have, and in perfect ways. And the perfect ways thing is what I just talked about, that it's a blessing for you, that it's a blessing for everyone. 'Cause you know how the old saying goes, be careful what you ask for or what you wish for. How many times have I seen where somebody wants a job or a position, and it's not, and they, because they want the prestige of it, they want the name of it, something along those lines, and so they want it and they push for it, and you know, and the person who is in that position leaves, or they are let go, or whatever the situation is. I'm not saying that, you know, anybody made that happen, by the way. But, you know, then they get into the position and they go, I really did, this is not what I thought it was. It is a way more work. It's not something that is suited to my skill set at all. I think I made a mistake here. We all make mistakes and we learn by trying different things, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, if they had taken the opportunity to kind of really figure out what would have been best for them, and kind of mutually beneficial for themselves and the place that they were in, that would have been a little bit better, right? So, you know, I'm very fond. One of my favorite affirmations in those kind of situations is this or something better, God. So if you are within a job situation and it's very difficult for you, that may be an affirmation, because that an affirmation is basically a mantra. It's what you're putting out into the world and the energy that you are attracting back. So if your focus is going to be very much on prosperity and financial abundance, and you are saying abundance is attracted to me in everywhere that I go under grace and in perfect ways, or I am a magnet for success, you're going to attract to you not only success for yourself, but successful people. So bear that in mind. And then your mindset should be, wow, this is good. I can learn from these other people. They can learn from me. We can build together. We can help people. Okay, so you see how that kind of moves the energy forward, because stagnant energy is not a great idea. But I started by telling you about a situation with a lady that she wanted to move. She wasn't so sure that she was going to have the money. She found an apartment that she loved. She wasn't sure that she was going to be able to get it for the, you know, because you have to give so much down, you know. I don't think that's changed since the 20s. Deposits, first and last, right? Sometimes first, last, and another month plus deposit, depending on the situation. And Florence was in New York City, where there has always been a housing market crunch. So the advice that Florence gave this lady in the form of an affirmation was, number one, if it's mine, I can't lose it. And if it isn't mine, I don't want it, which I think is the perfect attitude, right? I think that says it all. And, you know, then Florence said, if it's yours, and you need a way to kind of anchor your energy and your thought process so you know that you can get what you need, really act in faith. Go out and get what you would want or you would need for that next house. Rather than holding on to something in case I get the next house, because that isn't necessarily moving the energy forward. However, if there's something, if you shift the intention to, I will need this in my next house, my intention is to use this in my next house or apartment, that shifts the energy, and that's forward thinking and manifesting in what it is. So now are more familiar with either The Secret, which came out in, I think, 2007. I'm probably wrong. It was probably earlier than that. So sorry. Or the works of Abraham Hicks, which is trans-channeled, but teaches about the law of abundance and prosperity, right? And so affirmations are not new in that sense, especially since they've been around since at least the 20s. But all these are all good resources and references that you can check with. And so Florence had this lady go out, and she picked up blankets that she would want for her new bedroom, which she, you know, would have ordinarily waited. She got the sheets, and she wasn't spending money that she didn't necessarily not have, okay? But she was saying, if it's meant to be, if it's meant to be mine, I will have the money. I will have the energy will be right. Everything that I need will kind of fall into place. And I have to say, there are things that I've worked on trying to manifest that it didn't work out. And I was disappointed, not bitterly disappointed, but I was disappointed because it was something I really wanted. And then I had to just surrender it and say, okay, I recognize that this is not for me. And that's okay. And what is for me is attracted to me, and it will come to me easily, effortlessly, under grace, in perfect ways. Now, I am not one who is opposed to working for something, but I put in there that concept of will come to me in an effortless way, because, you know, the world is not always easy. And I thought, hey, why not? You know, it doesn't mean necessarily more to me if I have worked longer and harder than lighter and easier. So, you know, there's an old joke about a man who went to see his went to the local monastery and talked to the head monk, and said, I'm very interested in continuing to work on and towards reaching enlightenment. And would it help if I meditated every day? And the monk said, absolutely, you should meditate every day. And the man said, well, what if I meditate for an hour every day? And the monk said, that's very ambitious, but it would help you to meditate for an hour every day. And the man thought about it, and he said, well, what if I manifested for several hours a day? And the monk turned to him and said, I mess up every joke, sorry. Terrible sense of humor. I apologize in advance. for those who are busy, they should meditate more. And for those who are not busy, they should meditate less. Because the less busy you are, the more you allow your life to become like a meditation. See, I totally gave up on it trying to be a joke because because I messed up the punchline very badly. And I have told that joke before successfully, so sorry. wasn't meant to be. That's okay. but you know, it's an energy of setting your intention. And part of what Florence also talked about was relationships and how to be in tune with the best version of yourself and with relationships. And when a woman came to her and said she had been with someone in a long-term relationship and she very much wanted to get married and live a great life and have kids and, you know, the whole nine yards, right? And the guy ended up leaving her and getting another girlfriend and was making plans to get married and all of this stuff. And Florence basically said to her, essentially, what you have to do is let that relationship go. And how many times have we heard the advice, right? If you love someone, let them go. And that's what this is. Okay. It's so they have their personal freedom so that they are choosing you, which is a very important thing, because if somebody is with you and it's not out of free will, why would you want that, right? You wouldn't want to be held in a cage, gilded or otherwise. That's not love. So, you know, she worked on it every day with that energy and get to the point of, okay, I'm going to let this go. And she did. And eventually she found herself saying, you know, I want the love, I want to manifest love into my life that is meant to be, that is for me. And she ended up in a situation of prosperity and abundance where she had people of all ages and types that that loved her. So she built this world of relationships. She had, you know, parent-child love. She had, you know, she had friendship relationships. She had love of siblings. She had, you know, so she built this incredible life. But also what happened was she woke up one day and she said, you know, God bless this guy. I want him to be perfectly happy. And I want the kind of happiness for him that I would want for myself, which is essentially golden rule, right? Do for others as you would have them do for you. And so it was this intention that, and he did end up coming back to her. And because he realized that the other relationship just wasn't quite the right relationship and he missed her. And they did end up getting married and having this very nice life. But they set the intention to choose each other. They set the intention that they were going to have this great loving vibration. And so that all kind of comes together. And so Florence, there is a website actually of sort of her top hits of affirmations. So you can kind of get them and add them into your life. Or I got her complete works. I keep giving her books away, her The Game of Life and The Power of the Spoken Word and Your Word is Your One and all of those, right? But I highly recommend if you're only going to get one, get The Game of Life and How to Play It. But I very much like her complete writings, and it was not expensive by any means. I paid $17 for this. You can get it used for less, I'm sure. But she talks about, you know, for right conditions, every plan my Father in heaven has not planned shall be dissolved and dissipated, and the divine idea now comes to pass, which is a wordy way of turning things over to Creator and saying, thy will be done. That works. And it does. It's a wonderful thing. So, okay. The only other thing that I very much, you know, she has things for guidance and intuition, for, you know, putting yourself into good health. And it doesn't mean you don't still have to, you know, you don't say, I want really good health, I have high cholesterol, you do the affirmations and still eat cheeseburgers. sometimes acting in faith is taking care of yourself also. And sometimes it's also being very, very gentle with yourself. So, you know, this Thanksgiving, if you want to have a small piece of that pumpkin pie, do. Okay. All right. So I think that's everything on the subject matter for today. I'm going to take some callers now. And again, if you want to call in, 818-739-8818. And caller, your phone number ends in 0269. Could you give me your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello? Can you hear me, caller? Okay. Not meant to be. I will come back to you. No problem. So I'm going to take the next caller. Last four digits are 3265. Can I get your name and where you're calling from, please? Good morning. Can you hear me? Hello. All right. I do not know what's going on with that, but I sincerely believe it has something to do with Blog Talk, because the volumes are all the way up. I've been checking the controls here. So, I am going to try this one last time. And I'm going to go back to the first caller, 0269. Caller, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on there. Okay, guess I'm not taking callers. Not meant to be today. All right, well, I did try. Let's talk a little bit more about Florence. And here's a funny thing that I just opened to. So here's one in her, she used to offer correspondence courses as well, which I thought was very interesting. Because back in the day, you know, it's not like we had, it's not like we had the internet, right? So, talking about, you know, having the right things. The gratitude that should come after doing your affirmation work, the gratitude that should come before, and this is something I talked about at the very beginning of the episode, how sometimes the most powerful thing we can do at the beginning of the day is just to give some gratitude to set your energy and intention and headspace for the day, and say thank you. I am grateful that I am alive and on this plane of existence so that I get an opportunity to connect with people today. I am grateful for the home and the bed that I woke up in. I am grateful and in joyful anticipation of all of the great things that are going to happen to me today and everyone that I'm going to get to connect with. These are fabulous things. And then as you recognize all of the tiny miracles and blessings that come your way throughout the day, the big ones that you've manifested, the small ones that you've manifested, that is something that you can absolutely then turn and say, I am in gratitude for this. And sometimes it's as little as, you know, choosing what you want for breakfast. I am so grateful that I have options, that I have food and I have options. I am so grateful for, and actually, so, and when things are wrong, how do we stop the spiral? I didn't actually talk about that, so that's important. Let's get into it. What just now was the affirmation, where when you feel sometimes life is kind of spinning out, which may mean that spirit is putting you on an entirely new path moving forward, which is both a wonderful, joyful thing and a hard, scary thing all at the same time. One of the affirmations is, I deny any appearance of disorder. This, whatever the project is a perfect idea in the divine mind and now expresses God's perfect idea of a perfect situation. So whether that is, you know, if you have sprung a leak in the ceiling, sort of thing, okay. If you have, and then you're going to have a mess to clean up, right? And as soon as you see it coming, you know, if you look up and you're like, oh, okay, there's water coming through here. What you can, and I'm not trying to manifest that, so cancel. But you can say, I deny the existence of this chaos, of this, or there is no leak in the divine mind. I deny its existence. And, you know, and in some ways that is going to sound to people like a little bit of false positivity, right? Which I'm not a big fan of. And I'm actually going to be talking about depth of spirituality tomorrow on Philosophy Friday, which you can catch on my Facebook page, which is Celeste Elliott. And you see the little black and white picture of me with the blog talk thing in the background. That is, but in actuality, what you're doing is you are connecting with that kind of universal energy and saying, you know, my soul is, as a conscious co-creator, is going to sort of take charge of this situation. And I don't need this. I don't need disorder. I don't need chaos in order to grow from it. So it gives you an opportunity to connect and touch base and say, you know, this is not happening. In order to put right the energy of what is perfect in the divine mind. And that may mean that the storm clears and so there's no water to be coming through. That may mean that a branch or a leaf or something reroutes the water. And it gives you, and then saying, you know, to have this fixed under under perfect circumstances. And perhaps what has been planned in the mind's eye is that you come in contact with a roofer that really needed your help and that you could really use as a contact. And so it all kind of comes together and melds in a perfect way, because that's the intention that we're setting, is under grace and in a perfect way. And if insurance pays for it and something comes up that it's like, oh, you don't even have to pay a deductible. So you can kind of set the tone and intention and keep the energy moving forward. So I only have a few minutes left here. So real quick, I just want to make sure that I give a plug to the other talk radio shows for Lilydale Radio. We have Sharon Hill at noon on Mondays with Medium Mondays. On Tuesday evenings, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden. Wednesdays in the morning, we have Wednesdays with Willa. And in the evening, we have Journey into the Light with John White. And then, of course, myself on Thursday morning for Wake Up to Spirit. I sincerely apologize for whatever was happening technology-wise today, because we had little issues with both the callers and with the Facebook posting, so I will work on that. And I am trying to get a YouTube channel started, so look for that the next couple weeks. Also, tune into Philosophy Fridays tomorrow at noon, and I'm going to be giving a little half-hour talk about some aspect of spiritual philosophy. And please do also check out, if you are interested in developing your mediumship and intuition, I do have a standing Friday night class starting at 7 o'clock on Zoom. It is online only. And we have a lot of fun, and the tickets are $10, and you can find those at CelesteElliott.com. That's sponsored by the Church of the Living Spirit. Also, you can catch my website through theirs with that ticket link. Tomorrow night we are going to be talking, the lesson before the practice, is where are you getting the energy from? And you know, that will help teach you the difference between psychic and mediumship energies. Important. I also offer a Monday night practice session on Zoom. So thank you all for tuning in and listening, and I hope you have a fabulous day, and I'm rooting for you. Until next time, I'm wishing you good day and good vibes. caller. This is Celeste. Can you hear me? Sorry about that. Thank you for tuning in and listening today. And I hope that I'll be able to take your call another day. Thank you.